الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Things That Hajj Cannot Remove. We began the khutbah, as you hear, and as usual, by khutbah al-hajah, which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to begin most of his khutbahs with. And after that, I said, afterward, also, Bukhari and Muslim reported on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he whoever performs Hajj without committing any of the rafat and fisq, and rafat is the sexual intercourse and what leads to it, and fisq is all the other sins and disobediences. He, the person who performs Hajj in such way, avoiding all these bad things, he then returns back from Hajj as if he just was born by his mother, meaning free of all the sins. O slaves of Allah, indeed, the perfect Hajj has no reward but the Jannah, as reported in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that the Hajj demolishes all of the sins that preceded it, as in the hadith of Amr ibn al-As, which is reported in Sahih Muslim. That is about the Hajj and the people who perform Hajj. But those who did not perform Hajj have also some type of goodnesses. As he saw Salam was asked about fasting the day of Arafah, he saw Salam then said, it removes or it causes the forgiveness of the sins of the previous year and the remaining year. And that is reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, the Hajj cannot fast that day. As reported in Sunan al-Darimi, with a good way of narration, he, Darimi, said, Al-Mu'alla ibn Asad informed us that Ismail ibn Umayyah told him, that Ibn Abi Najih told him from his father, reported to them from his father, who said that Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma was asked about fasting the day of Arafah, meaning for those hujjaj in Arafah. He said, I performed Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he did not fast that day. I performed Hajj with Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and he did not fast that day. I performed Hajj with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. He did not fast that day. I performed Hajj with Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Uthman did not fast that day. So I don't fast it. That's what Ibn Umar is saying. I don't fast it. I don't call for fasting it, nor that I forbid fasting it. But of course, the thing that the Prophet ﷺ and the three Khulafa, as well as Ibn Umar, did not do, you should not do. All people, those who performed Hajj had done their Hajj. Those who fasted had done their fasting. Sins were forgiven. Tears were dropped. Mistakes were removed. And prizes were given. People came to Allah fast running, repenting, feeling sorry for what they did, seeking forgiveness, hoping the mercy of Allah, the Lord of all universes, and They are happy of all of that. They have provided. They have done what they have done of the good deeds. And they have provided their sacrificed animals. They slaughtered their hadi, that is for the hujjaj, and their adahi, udhiyah, for the non-hujjaj. And the hujjaj have performed the tawaf while saying the talbiyah. And the others who are not hujjaj, they fasted and they used to do takbir. However, there are things that hajj, fasting, neither hajj, fasting, nor slaughtering can remove. These things are much greater than to be removed by the worships. It is things that in need for the honesty of the repenters, forgiveness of the good doers, generosity of those donators, it is what cannot be removed by anyone or anyhow after the will of Allah, the Lord of universes, except by the what we call in the Arifin, those who know the truth, those who know the fact. These things are the hatred in the heart. Hatred in the heart cannot be removed by performing worships only. It is harming the brothers. It is annoying and disturbing the neighbors. It is boycotting the kinships. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Muhammad, Ayah 22, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Shall you, once you get the power, destroy on the earth and boycott your kinships? Yes, all slaves of Allah. We learned during the past days, we learned how the sins to be removed and erased. And we worked on removing them. But shall we learn how to remove the haters from the hearts so that the hearts get their rests? Especially when we hear the saying of Allah, as in Surah Al-Hajr, Ayah 10, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And leave not any haters in our hearts against those who believe in you. So what is essentially required here upon every Muslim who either performed Hajj or fasted the day of Arafah and slaughtered his udhiyah and hope that Allah Ta'ala forgives him? What is obligatory upon them now, upon those whom Allah Ta'ala made them to know the causes of forgiveness of the sins, causes of perfecting the hearts, what is obligatory upon them is to do their best to reach that goal as soon as possible, so that when they turn back to Allah, they turn back to Allah with a pure and clean heart, not a heart that is dirty with hatred, but a heart which is clean, which only holds and contains love to Muslims. That is how we need to be, ikhwan. As Imam Ahmad reported in his Musnad on the authority of Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, migrating, meaning, people came all together around him. He said, I was one of those who surrounded the Prophet ﷺ. And when I saw his face, I knew that it is not a face of a liar. And first thing I hear from him saying, look at that. First thing Rasulullah said in Medina, He said, "Afshu salam, spread salam. Spread salam between you all. Don't say he's from this tribe and he's from that tribe. Now we are all Muslims. We all are Muslims. We all return back to one God. Follow one prophet. Use one book. Judge by one Sharia." So we cannot be deviated based on racism. No. We have to spread salam to all. Those we know and those we don't know. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ And feed. Feed. Not only unnecessarily poor people, but as Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا They feed for the sake of Allah, a poor person, an orphan, and a war prisoner. And also, as Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, they feed even the ones who are not in need for the food, like the normal or rich people, as Allah Ta'ala said about the meat of the qurbani, of the sacrificed animals in Hajj. وَأَطْعِمُ الْقَانِعَ وَالْمُعْتَرَ And feed the one who is not in need and the one who is in need. Both to feed. Because this is one way of opening the hearts for love, for the light of Allah. Hearts are closed. And then he said, وَصِلُ الْأَرْحَامِ And have your kinship connected. Have good relations with your relatives. Don't say, oh, my cousin did this wrong with me, so I don't speak to him. La akhi, that's not correct. A lot of people have boycotting with their relatives just for nonsense, for silly things. He said, so he looked at me this way, he took my money, he did this. La akhi. This is not correct to be done here. We cannot boycott our relatives. We cannot break our kinships. وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام And pray at night when people are sleeping. تدخل What is the consequence of this? تدخل الجنة بسلام Look at this description. تدخل الجنة بسلام It's not only تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ You may enter the Jannah with your hatred, with your boycotting of your kinships, with harming your neighbors. You may enter. You will enter the Jannah if you have the foundation of this deen, which is Tawheed. But after you've been tortured in the fire to be clean. And that is also under the will of Allah. If Allah wills to forgive you, He will forgive you. If He doesn't want to forgive you, He will make you test the fire and then go to the paradise. If you do these things which Rasulullah ﷺ told you, you will enter the Jannah peacefully. In a very peaceful way. That's what you want. To enter the Jannah, but peacefully. Very easy way to get to the Jannah is to do these things. So forgive and seek forgiveness from your Lord as He is all forgiver. This was the first khutbah. Second, I began by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Abu Rasulullah. And then I said, O Muslims, we learned how to seek forgiveness because we knew our sins are so huge in number. But we need to learn how to get rid of these sins not to be done. And that is by filling your heart with iman, which can only be through you, through cleaning it from the hatred. From the hatred. So, free it from all hatred, enmity, envy, and keep it full with iman, love towards the Muslims. And then I asked Allah Ta'ala to protect our brothers, the Rohingya in Burma, from the Kuffar Burmese and the Buddhists who have destroyed the land, killed the innocents, raped the women, done all these bad things, even burning alive people. May Allah Ta'ala destroy their country. May Allah Ta'ala weaken their power. May Allah Ta'ala make the turn on them. And may Allah Ta'ala send of His soldiers which can make them test the humility, and may Allah Ta'ala turn the land all fire and make the fitna appear in every corner of their land as they have harmed our brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, destroy the kafir in al-Sham, in Syria, the one who did not even respect the holy days, did not respect the holy, or did not respect the innocents, bloods, wealth, homes. He did not even have mercy with the children and women and eldest. Oh Allah, as He turned the country to be so deteriorated, oh Allah, deteriorate him from the inside and paralyze his body, his brain, oh Allah, freezing the blood in there in his veins, oh Allah. Take those who support him from the Russians and Chinese and turn their lands to be lands of war. Oh Allah, establish the fitna in their lands. Oh Allah, make them not to have any peace in their land. Oh Allah, turn their land to be days and nights burning by their hands before their enemies. Oh Allah, make their people their enemies. Oh Allah, return back Masjid al-Aqsa for us and take out the dirty Yahud of all of the Muslim land. Oh Allah, who support them, send your curse on him. Destroy his economy. Turn his land to be very poor. Oh Allah, cut off the hearts of the Muslims in Palestine and unite them and make them to be brothers, love each other. By your mercy, you are the most merciful. And then I said, O slaves of Allah, send peace and blessings upon your Prophet. Keep on your tawheed of your Lord and follow the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep on performing the salah. Remember Allah, so Allah remembers you. Thank Him and praise Him for all of the graces that He bestowed on you. He increases that for you. And the remembrance of Allah is greater than anything. And He, Allah Ta'ala, knows what you do. Wallahu A'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Question. Hey, not correct.